This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Seattle, the homeless people, the working poor, knew David Caldwell. Many will no doubt come to his memorial service this Sunday. The Reverend David Caldwell was 84 when he died this past weekend after being injured in a fall. He'd been the pastor of Plymouth Congregational Church for a long time. He'd come there in 1967 and was a founder of the Plymouth Housing Group. Its aim was to help people move into their own apartments. The group now owns 10 apartment buildings in Seattle. Richard Wilson, David Caldwell's friend and colleague, joins us from Seattle. Mr. Wilson, tell us about David Caldwell, please.
He was a man of tremendous dignity and warmth. He was an imposing presence even in his 80s. This was a man who'd been a All-American fullback football player in college and had a great physical presence. But he was such a gentle man and cared so very deeply about the people in Seattle who had the least, that he was a truly impressive person to be around.
I'll bet you, listening from the congregation, could get a sense of the history, of his own personal history. We read that he was a civil rights activist. He was at the Battle of the Bulge in the Second World War. At one time, he held the record for college football's longest punt. It was a 92-yard punt at the Yale Bowl. That's quite a background.
He had a remarkable personal history, although he never talked about it, and I myself only learned a lot of these facts when Plymouth Housing Group named its first new building after him last year, the David Caldwell Building. But truly, this was a man who could have done so many different things in his life. After Yale, he went to Harvard Business School and was on the verge of getting his MBA when he decided he wanted to go to Yale Divinity School and changed the course of his life significantly at that point. He was so tuned in to things that the rest of us simply weren't thinking enough about, constantly goading his congregation to action. One of his favorite scriptural passages was, "If you love me, feed my sheep." And he believed very strongly that for the gospel really to mean anything in people's lives, they had to go out and do the work of the church as he saw it.
And did he invite the homeless of Seattle actually into the church as well?
He did. It happened that in 1980, homelessness began to be a real problem in Seattle, and homeless people were routinely sleeping on the doorstep of the church. And David Caldwell said, "Well, it's all very well to wring our hands and moan about the problem of homelessness, but let's do something about it." And he therefore got a group together that studied the issue and then founded Plymouth Housing Group as a separate nonprofit corporation. Plymouth Housing Group still has a long waiting list for people to get into its almost 700 apartments now. But there are a lot of people whose lives have been changed and who recognize the great difference that Plymouth Housing Group and by extension David Caldwell has made in their lives. I would describe him as a transformational figure. He transformed the city he saw around him. He transformed the lives of people in his congregation. And he certainly transformed the lives of many people he didn't know, homeless people and people with the least. He had great moral vision and an ability to transform that into action. He didn't simply sit around and pontificate or fulminate. He took steps to make life better and believed that that was the church's calling. He was a great man.
Mr. Wilson, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Richard Wilson speaking with us from Seattle about the Reverend David Caldwell, who died Saturday at age 84.